Rock fans know Scott McCoy as the unofficial fifth member of REM. Among other musicians, McCoy is a legend. His band, the Young Fresh Fellows, was so popular on college radio that it was called the alternative to alternative rock. But McCoy has another band, a sort of ad hoc group of equally legendary musicians. They call it the Minus Five, and they've just released a new CD. Marcy Silman of member station KUOW reports.
At 48, Scott McCoy's long, dark hair is threaded with gray, and the laugh lines near his eyes don't go away when he stops smiling, which isn't very often. But age hasn't slowed McCoy's music making.
When someone wants me to listen, I can't. If I'm supposed to do something, I won't.
Scott McCoy started playing rock in high school in Northern California. In 1979, McCoy and his best friend Chuck Carroll moved to Seattle.
As soon as we got up here, we bought a four-track tape recorder from this guy on Vashon Island, or one of the islands. So Chuck and I bought it, we set it up in our basement, and we immediately started recording all these songs in like 1980. We made a cassette, and we sent it out to all our friends, and we called it the Young Fresh Fellows, and that was in 1981. And it was about half the songs were ones that ended up on our first record.
Well, they were walking down the street, I'd never seen a couple Young Fresh Fellows before. Well, there was something about the way they combed their hair, and something about the clothes that they wore.
The Young Fresh Fellows were a hit on college radio around the country. McCoy's upbeat, poppy songs attracted fans ranging from frat boys to punk rockers to REM's Peter Buck. Buck first met McCoy after REM played a show in Seattle.
It was 84, we played the Paramount, and Scott showed up in a kind of nifty paisley shirt and just said, oh, I'm in this band, I have this record. Of course, it was 6 months till I got home and had a turntable, and I had a pile of records. I got to that one and went, wow, this is a really good record. I mean, you know, I played several times, so I was going, God, yeah, this is a really good record. You usually don't get handed really good records. I mean, you get demo tapes or whatever, and I think I called him.
10 years later, Buck moved to Seattle and started jamming with McCoy. One day, Buck says, McCoy invited him to bring some instruments down to a recording studio.
So I brought my bouzouki and mandolin and dulcimers and stuff, and just, you know, we'd play for 3 hours and play on every song on the record and then go home.
Minus Five was born. Scott McCoy says the name has absolutely no significance.
I knew I wasn't trying to start a band. I didn't even know if it was going to be called The Minus Five. I thought it might be a solo album.
At first, The Minus Five was simply an outlet for songs McCoy did not want to record with the Young Fresh Fellows.
I tend to write way more slow, quiet, bummer kind of songs than actual fun rock and roll songs. And when it comes down to it, the Fellows like doing pretty fun rock and roll.
Everybody knows I fell afoul of fame, and you're to blame. I'm what's his name? I'm setting an example, you're the one I choose. From page to news, it's my retrieval of you.
The Minus Five wound up being an ongoing project. Over the years, McCoy has recorded jam sessions with whichever of his friends he could get into the studio. He has a lot of them. Ann Powers, senior curator for the Experience Music Project, calls Scott McCoy a zealot among musicians.
You know how in every town there's a person who knows everybody else, who'll introduce you to somebody else? That's kind of what Scott is. I mean, he's just a guy who's played with everybody, and that person is so important to a scene, because that person's going to connect guys who otherwise would have been standing in a nightclub in different corners, kind of sizing each other up. Well, Scott's the guy who will walk over to one and say, hey, do you know this other guy?
Scott McCoy's network of friends extends beyond Seattle. For the first time, the new Minus Five CD took McCoy out of the city to Chicago, where he worked with Jeff Tweedy and Wilco.
Billboard babies eulogized. You never know if she's in order. You never know what she's about. You just try to keep yourself together when the groove supply is given out. You never know if she's in order. You never know what she's about.
After Wilco played a live show with McCoy a couple of years ago, Jeff Tweedy says he and McCoy started tossing around the idea of recording together.
I definitely remember saying to him, when does Wilco get to be the Minus Five?
The answer? September 11th, 2001. While the world was reeling from the terrorist attacks, Scott McCoy says he and Wilco went into the studio.
First, we weren't even going to record, and then, you know, later on that night, everybody went, let's just get together and do something, you know, just so we can... So I started playing some songs, and I played them this one, The Days of Wine and Booze, and it was this total rock and roll song. And they're like, let's do that. That'd be fun. We need to just cut loose and rock out on something.
These days, losing ground control. These days, down a rabbit hole.
But Jeff Tweedy wasn't happy with that recording. He says McCoy is so self-deprecating, he tends to bury his song lyrics under raucous arrangements.
Scott's lyrics are really the focal point of Minus Five to me, and I think they really need to be showcased, and I think that was something that I really wanted to see happen more than anything with the record, is to have the lyrics framed more than on other records of his that I'd heard. And records I love, but always felt like I had to dig a little deeper than I wanted to get to the meat of the lyrics.
These days, losing ground control. These days, down the rabbit hole. I try to catch a piece of sky.
Scott McCoy thinks that most of the songs on the new Minus Five CD are highly personal and serious. Some reviewers have called it fun. With this album's release on the eve of a possible war with Iraq, McCoy's not sure how audiences will receive his new music.
In some way, I think, why should anybody even think about this record or even bother with it? Depending on what really happens with this war, I'm not sure if it's going to be so disastrous that people aren't even going to think about music at all, or if they're going to want to take comfort in music as much as possible just to get their minds off of it. I just don't know. I don't know what the appropriate response is or what it will be. No idea.
Nevertheless, Scott McCoy is outperforming with whichever of his friends he can recruit. The latest recorded edition of the Minus Five, featuring Peter Buck, Jeff Tweedy, and the rest of Wilco, is called Down with Wilco. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.
I'm tired of